Homicides in Camden, New Jersey have soared this year, up 28% in the first 9 months of 2016 compared to last year. Yet, overall crime is down slightly. Those numbers don't tell the whole story in this long, struggling city. The police department has been through big changes over the past few years, including dramatic efforts to change the department's culture. WHYY's Elizabeth Fiedler offers this story about those departmental changes and how they may have impacted an incident last year that bears striking similarities to a fatal police shooting of a Chicago teen that touched off months of protests there.
My name is Officer Davis, and Officer Cabrera Davis, and what we're looking at is the Crown Fried Chicken.
There stood 48-year-old Brian Garrett, just outside the Crown Fried Chicken, at the busy corner of Broadway and Mickle, waving a knife. Cabrera, the police officer, is a friendly woman who grew up in Camden. She knows its dangers, and she was one of several officers to show up on the scene in the heart of the city. He just threatened to kill someone inside the Crown Fried.
Only a 53 and a 52 were only in Crown Fried.
When I got out of my patrol vehicle, he looked at me and I could see his face and his eyes were like bugged out of his head and I could see he wasn't, mentally stable.
That's Chris Devlin.
We could have used deadly force. That's always the last resort for us and it's not something that we like to jump to right away. But, one of my concerns, and I know some of the other officers, was there's people in these stores. If he turns and goes into these stores with these people in there with a knife, now we have a hostage situation.
Chris often patrols on foot. Since Camden's old force disbanded in 2012 and was replaced by this new county force, everybody just calls it Metro, longtime residents can't get over how often they see Metro out of their cars, walking, talking to neighbors, no warrants to serve, just chatting. This is astonishing. In a city where a few years ago police stopped showing up at traffic accidents without injuries, there just weren't enough cops. Then in May 2013, the city dissolved its police force and started a new one. In May of 2015, the chief got a personal shout out from Barack Obama when the president came to Camden to tout the early success of the Metro Force. Murders cut in half over 2 years, violent crime down a quarter. Those were impressive numbers, and in Camden, it felt remarkable. But to Police Chief Scott Thompson, statistics aren't even the most important signs of progress.
What I tell my officers is, I don't care how many tickets you're writing when you're out there. What I want to see in your area of responsibility when I drive down the street is I want to see little kids playing in front of their house. I want to see people sitting on their front steps.
And the nightly protests in Ferguson, Missouri over a deadly police shooting are not letting up.
Those famous images from Ferguson, Missouri of police armed to the teeth battling citizens in the streets and clashes in other cities, they bothered him.
And some of the progress we think that we have made, particularly in our most challenged communities and our communities of color over the last 3 decades, gave us a moment of pause in which maybe we haven't made as much progress as we think we have made.
Instead of cracking down hard and trying to arrest his way out of the city's massive crime problem, the chiefs implemented a program called Ethical Protector.
Our objective is just not to ensure that the officer goes home at the end of their shift, but that everybody goes home and is able to be returned to their loved one. Our officers know that they are not judge, jury, or executioner. They are there to stabilize situations and to help people. We are guardians. We are not warriors.
Back outside the Crown Fried Chicken, Officer Cabrera Davis was about to put that ethical protector training to use when it matters the most, the moment of crisis.
That training, I guess it gives you a level of confidence because it's like, okay, it forces you to take a step back mentally and look at the situation and figure out what the best possible approach is and what's the safest approach.
Drop the knife. Sir, drop the knife.
That's Officer Chris Devlin.
Sir, drop the knife.
He's right behind the man with the knife.
Sir, I'm telling you, drop the knife or I'm going to tase you.
You can feel the tension in the air watching the video. But unlike officers in other cities whose crisis moment choices have resulted in headlines, the Camden officers do not pull their guns.
Drop the knife. Sir, drop the knife.
The weird thing about watching this video is how slowly, almost leisurely, the scene plays out.
And this whole time, we're just talking to him, trying to get him to drop the knife, trying to put people out of harm's way. It's nerve-wracking because you don't know what's going to happen.
About two blocks in, Chris Devlin fires his taser. But it doesn't penetrate the man's thick jacket. I didn't realize before Chris told me that you're physically connected to whoever you fired your taser at. So Chris, the cop, is just a few feet away from the man with the knife, and he's physically connected to him, forced to weave back and forth, dodging cars and trees, following him.
So it feels like you're stuck in time almost, and you just want it to come to an end.
We're nearly 6 minutes into the video now. Things are about to turn chaotic. They're blurry glimpses of moving bodies. It's very hard to tell what's going on. And then...
All of a sudden, he dropped the knife. We heard it hit the ground, and we immediately took him to the ground and put him in handcuffs. It could have ended very differently, and it could have ended badly, but, you know, everyone kept their calm and kept poise.
For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.